And welcome back to Mix 93. It is time, as usual, for the Bulldog Bite. How you doing today, Chris Solani?
I'm doing well, Sam. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. Seems to be a pretty all right day out there. We have pretty sunny skies and warm days before this.
Yeah, you know, we'll talk about the weather as usual from the front end, right?
Yeah.
The unofficial start of summer, great Memorial Day weekend, you know, Saturday, we had our commencement, and there was a little bit of a brief shower in the morning. It turned out to be a wonderful day throughout, and then, of course, Sunday and then Monday hit, and we're excited to feel those temperatures rise and get outside, do the yard work, do all those extra activities that you couldn't get to during the winter months. Got the boat in the water on Monday, so we're excited.
All right, that's wonderful. So what's been going on you over there in Hancock?
Well, you know, I think it's just, you know, we don't have a guest on today, so I want to do a couple things. I want to do a recap of last week and our commencement activities and ceremony, and then talk about some upcoming events that we have going on both at both campuses with regard to academics, and then some extracurricular things. So for a recap and review, you know, this past Saturday, we always have our commencement exercise on the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend. And as we talked about last week, we recognized our three senior student honorees, our co-valedictorians and our salutatorian. And we also talked about our alumni guest of honor and commencement speaker, Mr. Bob Perriam. And I just want to reflect a little bit on the whole day itself and how it went. And so we had a great crowd, great family support within the Hancock Central High Gymnasium. Again, our traditional location for our commencement activities. You know, we had our 41 senior students celebrate starting at 10 a.m. And just from a standpoint of, you know, the achievements of this particular cohort, this particular senior class, exceptional group academically, about 75% honors within the grade. So academically very strong, represented, of course, by the co-valedictorians, Chris Apiatala and Alice Larson, and then our salutatorian, Jen Karen. And then, you know, we always hope that when we bring somebody in when we invite somebody in to be our guest of honor, that they have an impact in some way, shape, or form with regard to their comments, their recommendations, their insights into life for the students in which they're helping recognize the day with. And certainly Bob Perriam did a wonderful job of that. And so, you know, kudos to him. I want to thank his daughter, Amy, actually. She, you know, helped identify Bob as a potential candidate way back when, I'll put it that way. And then Bob reflected a little bit on how he came about to be the speaker this particular year. And from that standpoint, he provided a message, and he had let, I think, everybody in the crowd reflect a little bit about, you know, what they may remember or not remember about a senior or a commencement speaker or some form of a specific function they're at. And there was a guest of honor or somebody giving some type of speech. And he actually, you know, provided some simple things in life, you know, to stand by. And as a long standing public servant in the criminal justice system, starting off as a police officer here in South Range and matriculating up to becoming sheriff of Monroe County down between Miami and Key West, and then now currently as an executive director for a high-intensity task force in North Florida. And so he just simply said, you know, what you may remember about me or would like you to remember is his name is Bob the Cop and sunscreen. And I guess for those out there listening, if you know of one of the seniors that graduated on Saturday, or you know somebody who's in attendance, ask them about sunscreen, because it was just a great message. And so, you know, from that standpoint, he did, you know, a wonderful job of keeping the students and the crowd engaged in his conversation, I'll put it that way. And that message he sent to our students, I think, will definitely last them a lifetime, because I know I don't think I want to forget his speech anytime soon, so that's a good thing. And so certainly from that time that we had to share with Mr. Perriam and our seniors and the families on Saturday morning turned into, again, just a wonderful venue, event, and then day. And, of course, the weekends were filled with graduation activities from graduation parties on through to just the celebrations that come with more of the weekend. And so just reflecting on that, it was just a great time to be a Bulldog. And I certainly know that those that were there and can share and embrace the time with each other, it's what we're about. And so just thanks to everybody who took part in that process. So let's talk about what's going on currently. We have approximately 8 days left of school. And so we're coming to the end. And so with that come our year-end closeout, things that go along with just the excitement of summer break coming up. And so I'll talk a little bit about our Cal first. So we have our annual field day event for our K through 5 students. And so this is a tradition that we have, and I know many schools or districts have something similar. The Barkell students will walk from Barkell up to the high school, middle school, and they'll have a track and field day. And so we have, starting at 9 a.m. in the morning, we go with our youngest students. So our kindergartners on through, our young fives and kindergartners on through up to third grade will be in the morning from roughly or approximately 9 to 11 a.m. And then our upper division elementary students will come up for the afternoon beginning approximately 12:45, 1 o'clock. And so Ms. Joan Carroll, our physical education teacher for the elementary and middle school, facilitates this for us this year, as has the PE teacher historically. And so, you know, with that, they'll have a number of running events, they'll have some field events, and they'll have some team competition events, so to speak, like a tug of war as an example. It's just a great time. If anybody's interested, come watch our youngsters just have a fun experience, because the smiles, the giggles, the big eyes, they go a long way. And certainly we're looking forward to Friday, as the weather looks as though it's going to be wonderful for us. And so that's a good thing when we have these events. And then next week, the students will have their annual picnic. And so again, a full day of activities where they'll, you know, be doing some perhaps cleanup and closeout things in their classrooms with their teachers and doing some final academic pieces. But then they get to enjoy the entire campus of Barkell, because we're going to have it back at Barkell. Last year we went to Chutes and Ladders, which was a great experience for our students, but you know, our principal Karen Eddy was working with our elementary student council, and they decided, the students actually decided, that they'd like to have their picnic on campus at Barkell. So the use of all the facilities from the gymnasium up to the playground, both upper and lower, because we have two sections of playgrounds, will be the venue for our picnic. So a wonderful opportunity for our students to engage with one another towards a closeout, and certainly looking forward to that experience. And that's next week. And then, you know, similarly, we're going to, as we talk about the little bit older classes, our middle school will also have their picnic next week on the 2nd of June. And so they're looking forward to that. It's actually a combination of things. So we have a part of our positive behavior and intervention supports programs, or PBS, or another acronym that some may be aware of is MTSS. We have what is called dog days. And so part of that is how our students live with one another, build character with one another, respect one another. And so we have an event tailored around our picnic. And so that we have student awards and achievements, and they will also have opportunities to collect dog bones throughout the course of a semester for, you know, positive behavior. And with that comes prizes. So this whole day turns into an opportunity where, you know, they'll go have the picnic out at McLean's. They'll come back. They'll be in the building And they'll have our student awards based on both these dog bones, as well as then the teacher and staff recognized student achievement awards. So a really fun day for all the middle schoolers. I know it's a day they always look forward to and enjoy. So a couple of those opportunities coming up before the end of the school year. And then, of course, at the high school level, you know, we're coming up towards the end. Academically, we do have our year-end final examinations. Not something a lot of the students look forward to, but again, it's a part and fact of being academia and growing within your own ability to learn and achieve. And so that's where next week, Wednesday through Friday, and we have traditionally over the last several years have had a 3-day format for exams. It's actually 2.5 because on Friday next week, it's a half day. And so Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week, you know, we're going to be having our exams. And the format is such where we kind of spread out our 7-period calendar. And so day one on Wednesday, they'll have exams 1, 2, and 3, periods 1, 2, and 3, with space between each of those for, you know, breaks, mental breaks, and then also some study hall opportunities as well. And then Thursday we'll do, I got to go back on this as I'm looking at this just in front of me, where we do have 3 exams, but it's the odd period exams. So that's a little bit of a change this year. So 1, 3, and 5 periods, 1st, 3rd, and 5th periods will be on Wednesday. Then our even numbers, 2, 4, and 6. So 2nd period, 4th period, and 6th period will have their exams on Thursday. And then Friday, we'll have a single final or a makeup time. We have a makeup time in study hall. Then 7th period final on Friday. And that will close out the school year for the senior high. And so, you know, it's with the seniors gone this past week, you know, it seems like it's a little bit bare in the building, and certainly you take a class, you know, 1/4 of your class or your population out of the high school, it looks a little thin. So, but it's also that transition time, going to the summer where our students are excited about that. So, you know, from that standpoint, I also want to just talk a little bit about some of our extracurricular activities coming up. So, we did talk about last week, so we do have a number of things occurring. We have our middle school regional track and field final. We have our UP track and field championships coming up. We have our boys baseball district finals coming up on Friday. Our girls softball district finals coming up on Friday. And then from there, it's, you know, we'll see where the baseball team and softball team may venture if they're successful in, you know, making it through the district tournament. And then regionals, if they're fortunate, would be next week, close out starting next Tuesday. Of course, we don't have any information about that yet, and we won't look ahead to that yet, but we're just going to wish our teams good luck for this Friday. And then we come to the end of the summer calendar for athletics. And so it's definitely, it's been an exciting time. Well, I should note that the UP track finals are actually this Saturday. They are at Kingsford. That is a traditional location. And so just the dates, so between Friday and Saturday, you know, 2 very important dates for our spring calendar. Golf is also on the docket. They have the UP championships actually today. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I should know this, I don't off the top of my head, I think it's at Portage Lake, actually. So
I believe so.
Yeah. So that's one of the few times we've been able to host locally. But if anybody's interested in going watch some pretty doggone good golf, and the competition itself, head over to Portage Lake Golf Course and cheer on the Bulldogs or any other student athletes that you may know participating, you know, because it is a culmination of their season. You know, as we talked about the last several weeks, the spring season is a blur for all of our sports. You know, there's a lot of juggling that goes on from, you know, losing competition dates due to weather or other, and then having to reschedule, postpone, or make up, whatever it comes, you know, whatever that is. It's a lot of heavy lifting for the athletic directors, for the coaches, for our officials who participate, you know, the umpires for softball, baseball, as an example, our starters and for the track and field. I mean, it's a moving target for sure, and so we definitely want to thank them for everything they do for us. And again, just with the combination of activities, now we're coming to the end with everything, both academically and extracurricularly.
Time really does fly. It feels like a lot of these sports just got started.
Well, if you think about it, they've only really had about a month or a month and a half of real opportunity to participate. So, you know, in comparison, where even with the fall, I mean, you're starting in August and you're for many of the sports, you're ending late October, early November, and you're getting a full calendar in. And so you have over 3 months of competition and participation time. And of course, in the spring, you pack that same type of season into, you know, half the time. So it's definitely
sounds quite
strange.
Intensive.
It can be very intensive for sure. Absolutely. You know, so with that, I know we're coming up on time, but just want to send a couple of thanks out there. You know, each year we have members of our family, the Bulldog family, who either retire or take on other opportunities there in life. And we have some retirees in the district. We have some personnel who will be leaving us as well. And so, you know, for all those that have been part of the Bulldog community, the Bulldog family, with as a member of the staff or faculty, we always want to give them thanks. And, you know, hopefully they have been able to really cherish their time as being part of our community. And that goes also to our current staff and faculty who, you know, for not just for the students, but for our staff as well. You know, the culmination of the year-end activities here, checklists, you know, the prep for the end of season or end of year, it's a heavy lift as well. And so, you know, with that comes also the mindset of working with the students and their excitement and looking forward to the summer break. And of course, we all get to this point and we really relish the opportunity to, you know, close out strong and then be able to, you know, re-energize, or I should say unwind, relax, then re-energize. So we're looking forward to the summer for sure.
All right. So just any last comments you'd like to make?
Well, as always, Sam, thanks for your time, as well as the support of the radio station, as well as Geno's, our sponsor.
That's right. It's always a pleasure to have you here. So this has been the Bulldog Bite right here on Mix 93.